Good morning. And how are you? Today we begin, last week we begin the Bread of Life Discourse, and we'll be dealing with the Bread of Life Discourse for the next 3 or 4 weeks. And so I will be talking about the Eucharist, but not at this Mass, because I want to develop it later. But we want to begin where the Gospel, the readings begin, with the grumbling of the people. Now, I know nobody here ever grumbles, right? I never grumble. I don't know about you. But the reality is they were grumbling against the leaders of the people, Moses and Aaron. And God, it doesn't talk about it here, but God gets mad. He says, don't you trust me? And that's what it comes down to. When we're grumbling, it's because we're not trusting in Almighty God. We think that he doesn't care for us. He doesn't know what's going on in our lives. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. And he's not going to take care of us. And so we grumble. It makes us feel better. No, it doesn't. When I get grumbly, it makes me feel worse. I think it makes me feel better, but it doesn't. It makes me feel worse. And so we can grumble, or we can, you know, this past week I was supposed to go on vacation. I didn't have a chance because Monsignor Losi's mother died. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to go. I have to get some oil for us Wednesday night here. And so I'll drive up to Montreal and get oil. So I drove 8 hours up to Montreal. And then I got there and I couldn't see Brother Andre's tomb. Everything was a mess up there at St. Joseph's Oratory. So I bought some oil, prayed, got back in the car and drove back. So it was a lot of time in the car. But once I was driving, there was a bumper sticker, because you see a lot in 16 hours. I put 1,240 miles on my car in 2 days. And when you're driving all that, there was one car had a bumper sticker. And this bumper sticker really hit me because it said, thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. And I thought, there's a Christian. He knows what it all comes down to. That Jesus, who he trusted, saved his life. And what we need to do is, instead of just grumbling, which we'll do anyway, is we got to stay focused on Jesus. Huh? This past week, I put a 3-minute video out on how to deal with the present darkness in the church, Erie Church especially, but throughout the church in the United States, I've got more calls in the last 2 weeks than I've ever have on how to deal with all the leaders of the church and everything else. And so you've heard it before. I ask you to pray for the people, and I ask you to pray more intensely now in the next couple weeks for the priests and for the bishops. But also that we need to sit there, instead of just cursing the darkness, we need to bring the light of Christ into it. Because Christ's light is stronger than any darkness, is it not? And so we got to know that the light of Christ is going to get us through this. And instead of just cursing the darkness, we need to be the light. We need to stand against the darkness with the light of Jesus inside of us. And the only way that's going to happen is when we keep our eyes focused on Jesus and we have this faith in Jesus, right? He says, this is the work of God, to believe in the one whom he sent. And then he says, if anyone believes, you're never going to hunger, you're never going to thirst, because I will take care of you. But it's precipitated on faith that we need in the midst of everything to keep our eyes on Jesus and to have the faith that Christ is the conqueror. We know how this all ends, right? Jesus wins. We win. You know, when all the darkness in the early church came against Rome, and they were killing us and everything else, and in some ways that's easier. Trust me, I would much rather be a martyr right now than what we're going through. Much rather. But when they thought, the darkness thought they could conquer the church, the darkness is gone. The Vatican sits on top where they killed Peter. The Vatican and the church continues. The darkness lost. And the darkness will lose again. We need people to stay focused on Jesus now. We need, please, if you haven't watched the video that I put out, just 3 minutes, just go to our website, go to my Facebook, go to Twitter, go to YouTube, and just put Father Larry Richards in, Conquering the Darkness. And it's 3 minutes. But it's just very much that at this time, we need to stay focused on Jesus. Because people, he's already saved our life. Has he not? Jesus Christ has saved us. And we need to thank him for saving our lives, for giving us life, for redeeming us. Because we can't do this alone. We need Jesus. We need each other. We need to have faith. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May Adrian know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.